Hold on, give me a minute. Hello. I almost didn't recognize you. You certainly have changed. How have you been? Yeah, that's good. You came to see Sam and surprise him after your lengthy studies in Germany, right? Well, I'm sorry to tell you that he is not here at the moment. So why don't you come in and into the warm rather than standing outside in the cold so we can talk about your stay in Germany. I want to hear all the fucking things, so don't mind the mess. Just, I haven't had time to clear up today. That was my goal. I did just finish making some tea. I'll grab you a cup if you want, so we can chat it up. Or make yourself comfortable on the couch. I mean, you should know wherever everything is, so. Okay, so how is your year abroad, I guess? In Germany, yeah. I saw all the posts of your stuff that you had on Instagram, I think. Yeah, look really good. That's nice. I suppose I should congratulate you on finishing, because you're going into your, you finished your master's, right? Then you did the year abroad, and then you're going on for the PhD, I think? Yeah. Like, I'm really, really proud of you. I am. I just remember watching you grow up alongside with Sam, you know, despite you being a couple of years older than him, but really close. Like, y'all were damn near brothers, and after all, I had to take care of you while your mom was working, and your dad, you know, wasn't in the picture after he left, but, so, this place is almost like your second home, and me, well, like your second mom, I guess. Either way, I'm just trying to have a proud mom moment, even though you're not my kid. So, anyway, enough of that. So please, tell me, did you meet anybody while you were out and about? Yeah? Any that I should be aware of that you're going to do an introduction to, like, around the holidays or something? No. You mean to tell me that after all the time you spent abroad, you didn't find one chick that you wanted to see more of? Like, outside of the bedroom, at least, you know. They just weren't looking. Oh. Huh. What were you looking for? Someone older than you. Really? Like, how much older are we talking? Like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years or whatever? Or, like, a bit older? You don't have to be shy about it. I mean, it's only me. What am I doing? I'm just getting closer. I'm just curious to know, how much older were you looking for? After all, I saw how you looked at me when you were younger, and your eyes used to linger a little bit longer on me than they should have. Oh, come on. Like, really? Don't be coy now. I know what you thought about me. I mean, I was your first crush, wasn't I? The one that you could never get over, the one that was forbidden. Not only being married, but also your best friend's mom, plus being much older than you. Married. Yeah, I was married. We actually split up after you left for Germany, to be honest. We had been drifting apart for a while, and we decided just to go our separate ways. And it was best for us to part ways on favorable terms. How did Sam take it? He's adjusting. He just finds it weird that, you know, his dad isn't around anymore. But they still see each other often, so it's no big deal. How am I? I'm okay. Just lonely from time to time. You know, Sam is off doing his own thing, and the ex isn't around. It's just, it's a little lonely, that's all. Yeah. Aw, look at you, putting your hands in my hair. It feels nice, though. It's just been a while since I've been touched in any form, really. And thank you for that. I mean it. You know, it's funny. I used to do this for you quite often, didn't I? After you had a bad day or you had troubles at home, you'd, like, put your head on my shoulder just to, I don't know, just to feel, like, some comfort. And, you know, I would run my hand through your hair, and it just felt good for you. Whoa, you know what? Wait a minute. I just need to make sure. I never once made you feel uncomfortable as a kid. I wasn't trying to do anything inappropriate. I just want to put that out there. Okay? Just in case that thought for some reason crossed your mind. I just wanted to, just to be sure and to be on the safe side about it, okay? Because I was not trying to cross any lines with you. Well, yeah, I don't do the pedophile thing or anything like that. You were just, I was just trying to take on the role of, you know, being a shoulder for you to cry on, I guess, or just to put your head on, whatever. But as long as you felt comfortable with me and safe. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Oh, I got a hug. Well, thank you. I just needed to be reassured. Yeah. We can continue if you like where you left off. Oh. You have another idea? Well, okay. What, since you're older? Your head on my lap. All right, then. Let's see where this kind of goes, okay? It's nice of you. Rather intimate, but here. Let me do this. Oh. You are the first person I have kissed since my divorce. Did it feel nice? Yeah. Oh, you want more? Is that your hand I feel tracing under my top? But still being kind of like skittish about it. It's okay, here. I know you want to play with them. You can touch them, go ahead. Fuck, your hands are really warm. But I like the way you're playing with them and my nipples. This is a rather large boundary for us to cross, you know, because me being intimate with my son's best friend is a boundary that I am actually willing to cross, if you are, especially you being much, much older. Yeah. I'll take that as a yes, because I really need this, and I feel like you want this too. Wait, what if we get caught? I'll just have to deal with it. To accept that his mom is in a relationship with his friend. And that his mother wants to be passionately fucked by his friend. Yeah. Wait, stop. Wait for just a second. Let me strip. Yeah, let me take this off. My, my. Would you look at that? Look how hard you are at the sight of my delicious body. Full perky breasts and my round ass. Yeah. Oh, you like what you see, baby? Good. I can tell even without even asking. So why don't we free that thing that's just bulging behind your pants, shall we? Let me get the belt off. And the zipper. Yeah. Oh. Look at that. It's fucking huge. Like, it's bigger than my ex-husband's was. I don't even think I could take the whole thing in my mouth, but it won't stop me from fucking trying. Do you like it when I lick your cock, baby? Do my lips feel good when I kiss it? From that reaction, I'll take it that it does. And now, it's time for your welcome home present. Fuck. You taste so fucking good. However, there is still more for me to take. I can feel you all the way down my throat, baby. Look at your cock completely coated in your friend's mom spit. nice and sloppy and lube. So fucking dirty. I want you to fuck my throat. Yeah, now. Fuck. Fuck. Your cock feels so fucking good. Oh my god. But I wonder how it would feel buried all the way inside of me. Hey, let me get up. Yeah. No, please. I want you. No. I need you. And I don't care if we get caught. I'll be your hot MILF that you can do whenever you want and use it every waking fucking moment. So, how do you want me? You want to take control? I would love that. You making your friend's mom submit to you. Want you and need you. And why don't you just use me, baby? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Against the wall? I love this side of you. No, my husband was never this rough with me, but I want you to use me, baby, any way you want. I'm all fucking yours. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, you want to leave marks on my ass, huh? Yeah? Do it again. One more time. Just one more time, baby. Oh, yeah. I want you to fuck me, baby. Are you ready to go inside? Just lean me up against the wall. Let me just adjust. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you can move. Fuck. Yeah. No. You're really going deep. Fuck. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck, yeah. Come against the wall. I fucking love it. I need to feel every part of me being used, baby. Oh, oh, oh my god, yeah. Fuck. What was that? Fuck, Sam's home. Don't you dare fucking stop. Yeah. Pull my hair. Yeah, like that. Fuck. Fucking use me. Fuck y'all. Fuck. That was the door. Sam's home. Don't you dare fucking stop, yeah. Put my ear. Here I am moving around the house. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Come on. Fuck. Fuck. Every last fucking drop. I want you to fucking cream by your friend's mom. Well, he might be listening. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, hold me tighter. Oh, shit. He might catch us. Shh. To be quiet. Hey, baby. I hear you moving around out there. Yeah, I'm just getting dressed. I'll be out in a minute. Just go in the kitchen and get yourself something to eat. I got some snacks sitting there somewhere. And I'll be with you in just a sec, okay? Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I don't know if he heard us. I don't care if he heard us. That was fucking fun. Now get yourself cleaned up because your BFF is home and he wants to hang out with his friend. And maybe later you can hang out with me. See you later, baby.